Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The Insurance Industry Charitable Foundation, a nonprofit committed to uniting the insurance industry in service of communities, recently hosted its 2025 IICF Philanthropic Roundtable. The event brought together leaders from 26 prominent insurance organizations to exchange insights on emerging trends and successful initiatives in philanthropy, innovative approaches to volunteering, and how insurance professionals are driving positive change through community leadership. As the industry continues to evolve, the roundtable highlighted a shared commitment to making a meaningful impact beyond business. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Bill Ross, CEO of the IICF. Bill, it's always a pleasure to speak with you today.
Nice to be with you, John.
So, Bill, what key philanthropic trends emerged from this year's IICF Philanthropic Roundtable, and how are they shaping the way insurance organizations approach community engagement?
For sure. You know, one that stood out to me was this merger or transition between employee resources groups and corporate social responsibility. I've always kind of thought of those two being rather separate. And yet, I think one of the trends that we heard at the roundtable that was very unique is that today the employee resource groups are combining with corporate social responsibility and being asked to say, what is a community organization you would like your industry or your company to consider engaging with? And I love that merger of kind of employee resource groups where like-minded people come together to discuss, but then corporate social responsibility, which allows us to reach beyond the network of the company into the community itself.
Can you share an example of an innovative volunteering initiative that you believe could serve as a model across the industry, Bill?
Wow, there are so many different volunteer activities that are large and small. I think one that I particularly appreciate is in our Southeast Division, located out of Texas. They go to a military cemetery, and hundreds of people spend time trimming, cleaning, washing the headstones, and collectively together, brokers, carriers, reinsurers, and they're there as a collective group that unites the industry to recognize past veterans and those families that have committed to military support and the safety of our United States. And I just love that gathering. And at the end of that, they have a big kind of celebration of a luncheon, just sitting down as an industry. I think that model where friends and foes come together, take off their stripes, and work for the betterment of the community sends this very valuable face and voice of the industry right into the community.
What a great initiative.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Are insurance leaders working to embed community leadership and social responsibility into their corporate cultures and business strategies, do you think, Bill?
You know, I think that it's an interesting question. When you serve on a nonprofit board, whether that's the IICF or the American Heart Association, I think that it helps develop a different kind of leader. And I do believe that the insurance industry and those that drive these companies today have and continue to have a focus on community engagement and leadership engagement in the community, bringing the knowledge and the skills of insurance into the community is a valuable experience that kind of translates both ways. It allows us to look directly into the community and the community needs, and allows the community to better understand the insurance industry.
In what ways is collaboration among insurers amplifying the impact of charitable initiatives, both locally and nationally?
Well, if I look at it at a national level, I'm really pleased with the work that the industry has done through our 30-year celebration, and even during the launch during COVID, the industry came together and to talk about food insecurities and the importance of a child and family having enough food. You know, 1 in 6, 1 in 7 children everywhere here in the U.S. and in Canada and in the U.K. suffer with not enough food every night. And I'm pleased to say that through the collective efforts, corporately and nationally and locally, we have raised over enough money to provide over 4 million meals to underserved families and children. And one of our long-term goals over the next 3 to 5 years is to take that 4 million meals and to push it up, hopefully, to well over 12 million meals being provided by the insurance industry collectively together.
That is great. And along those lines, looking ahead, Bill, and I would imagine this was discussed at the roundtable, what opportunities do you see for the insurance industry to further its role as a force for good in addressing society's most pressing challenges?
Well, I'll first say that the IICF continues to grow because of the industry's involvement. We're pleased to say we're not only celebrating our 10th anniversary in the UK, but this year we have already launched the IICF in Canada, centered out of Toronto. And I think it continues to spread the word of the engagement of the insurance industry into the community. We are running a year-round volunteer program that, when you look at today, I think we are tracking well over 370,000 volunteer hours, which translates to well over delivering $12 million of value to the community, on top of another $50 million of grants that the IICF program provides. And that engages well over 800 leaders in the work of Canada, UK, US. And I think you're well aware that this June we will introduce our global conference, which was launched in 2013 and has spoken to well over 12,000 executives. And this year we're very, very pleased to have a really strong slate of officers and presenters. Mark Adi from Crum & Forster, their CEO, Brian Duperall is on the platform as well. Katie McGrath, just a strong lineup of, I think, innovative, successful leaders that will be there on June 10th and 11th in New York City.
Bill, thank you so much for all the great work that the IICF does. And of course, thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
Always my pleasure. Thank you so much.
That was Bill Ross, CEO of the IICF. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.